It's time for today's daily devotional. And this week, we've been talking about heavy soul, holy light, what comes after the darkness. Today, we're going to wrap it up with day 5, and the sun will rise again. From darkness to dawn. Scripture comes from Psalm 35. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And I tell you, we've all been there. You may be going through something right now, a season of change. And there's something sacred about the stillness of the night. It's not the peaceful kind, but it's the kind when you're wide awake and you're staring at the ceiling. You're really just starting to feel the weight of everything pressing down. You wonder if that joy is ever going to come back again. You've prayed until your voice went silent. You've cried until your tears have run dry. And still the night lingers. Depression can make it feel like morning will never come. But the promise of Psalm 35 is not a poetic exaggeration. It's a truth born from experience. David wrote it after being rescued from despair and danger. He knew what it meant to feel buried under grief and what it meant to be lifted out again. No night, no matter how dark, has ever stopped the sun from rising. You may not feel the light just yet, but it's already breaking the horizon. God is still moving. He's moving even in the silence. In Scripture, the morning often represents renewal. It represents mercy. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Every sunrise is a love letter from heaven, a reminder that God has not forgotten you. And each new morning whispers, you made it through one more night. Just keep on going. Healing is a process. It's not a moment. That is something that I've been telling Lizzie for quite some time now. And she got saved last night at Celebrate Recovery. So I'm super excited to hear that news overnight when I woke up. But sometimes we expect God to snap His fingers and make that heaviness just disappear. But healing, that just doesn't work that way. What happens is it happens in layers. One prayer, one breath, one small step at a time. I tell my friends and family, even baby steps count. David didn't stop weeping and suddenly start singing again, and Elijah didn't go from suicidal despair to strength overnight. God works gradually because He's not just fixing circumstances, He's mending hearts. So if you're still struggling, that doesn't mean that your faith is weak. It means that your story is not finished. The same God who wrote the resurrection into Easter morning story can write renewal into yours. And even Jesus endured 3 days of darkness before the light broke through the tomb. The darkness in your life will not have the final word, because God's light still wins no matter what the circumstances. And one day your story, the one that has nearly ended in despair, will become someone else's reason to keep pressing forward. Because even in the deepest night, the darkest hour, God is preparing your dawn, and that sun is going to rise again, and so will you. And we've been talking about it a lot this week with holiday season approaching fast, that suicide rates increase during that time. I encourage you today, if you're going through something dark and you need someone to lean on, your pastor is always available. Your friends and family are always available. All you have to do is reach out. And if you're not comfortable doing that, you can reach out to the 988 Lifeline. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Your conversations are free and they're confidential. You can check them out online if you'd rather do that at 988lifeline.org. As we go to you in prayer today, Lord, thank you for being my light when everything feels dark. Remind us that our story doesn't end in the night, because you are the God of new mornings. Heal what's heavy in our hearts, one sunrise at a time, and help us to hold on until joy comes again. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.